Oh, Nigel.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves.
One more.
It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places, too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Oh, yeah. Kick off another Odd News, our last segment today, and we do that with the first sentence being true, second sentence being bad joke. And Val, fire it up.
All right, scientists say that our reliance on GPS is harming our brain's ability to navigate. They warn that our natural ability to find our way will deteriorate to the point where soon, when we pick up a spoon, we'll need GPS to locate our mouth.
Ooh. Another study showed that making fruit look good helps kids eat more of it, which is why I recommend shaping your fruit like an Xbox controller.
I just shape mine to look like a wine glass.
Oh. And if you bore it out, you can have some wine in it, too.
That's right. Yeah. Experts warn that a lack of sleep can lead to an early death. I'd agree with that. Last night I was trying to sleep and my neighbor's car alarm went off and the guy just happens to have gone missing.
Do, 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 do.
Don't know where he went.
An analysis of beards revealed that they're as filthy as toilets.
Yes, figures, most of all. After all, most of them look like toilet brushes.
Ooh.
I'm going to get beat up by a guy with a beard.
You are, named Brad.
toilet brush Brad? That guy?
Yeah, you talk big since you're on the other side of the country.
He can't punch me from 3,000 miles. Or wait, I'm in space.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sleep researchers say that some of us are sleep eaters, people who, while still asleep, raid the fridge. I know one of those people. Her husband does the show. Some sleep eaters even devour stuff like cat food and medicine. Sorry, she doesn't do that. Which would explain the taste of Preparation H in your mouth in the morning, Scott.
You know, snacking on meds in my sleep. Thought I'd brush my teeth, turned out...
Makes your mouth go numb.
Well, sometimes I brush with it just to tighten up my delivery.
Oh.
It's got so many uses. Should I go on?
Yeah,
go ahead. No. All right, actually, wacky and true stories. First one, a man in Japan has gone viral after setting an unofficial record for completing a full marathon while dribbling. A soccer ball the entire way.
Okay, thanks for finishing.
You're welcome. The runner maintained control of the ball for 26.2 miles, navigating turns, crowds, and what he described as a few moments of emotional regret near mile 20. I'd like to know what happened to mile 20. All right, event officials confirmed he never lost possession, though they did note several near collisions with confused spectators who were not expecting World Cup energy at a marathon.
Oh.
The runner says the goal was to combine endurance with skill and possibly make people question him.
We are questioning your choices right now.
Yes. Officials say next year they expect someone to try it with a running lawnmower.
Please, no.
We'll get to that in a moment.
He's going to mow down the competition.
Zero common sense. Crowds running for a medal. He's running for suspense. Kicking through the corners, dodging strollers and regret. Mile 20 hits hard. Yeah, that's where he starts to sweat. Run, kick, run. What are we watching here? Is it fitness? Is it soccer? It's mildly unclear. Never dropped the ball, but he might have dropped his mind. Fastest way to go nowhere while dribbling the whole time.
Dribbling the whole time.
The whole time.
All right, Val.
A man in Australia has broken a world record after balancing a running lawnmower, we just mentioned that, on his chin for over 3 minutes, all while maintaining what witnesses described as concerning confidence. The attempt took place at a public event, with officials confirming the mower was fully operational, loudly vibrating, and absolutely unnecessary. The man says he trained for months to build neck strength and focus, adding that he's proud to push the limits of what people should be doing. Medical professionals responded by gently suggesting he stop pushing immediately. Oh, doctors are already pre-scheduling the follow-up visit.
And his chiropractor, he's bought a boat. All right. I got a sound effect and a song, Val.
Okay.
All right.
Look, you stupid you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Legend with a blade and a plan, balance the lawnmower on the edge of a man. Engine still running, crowd holding their breath, 3 minutes closer
to a very weird death.
Says he trained for months, built the neck of a tank. Doctors in the corner quietly calling the bank. Pushing human limit, yeah, we heard that before. Usually ends with siren.
Hey, spin it, grin it, let the bad idea begin it.
You call it world record,
we yell, you can do it.
Doctor's got a room and your name on a chart.
Chiropractor bought a boat, thanks for doing your part.
If you haven't noticed, I really like EDM music. All right, up next in the UK, emergency services responded to reports of a tiger in a residential backyard. Prompting a full-scale response, officers arrived and secured the area and prepared for a dangerous wildlife encounter, only to discover the tiger was a life-size stuffed toy positioned in a way that suggested it had been planning something. Authorities say the object was realistic enough to justify the call, noting its posture and markings appeared aggressively convincing.
Ooh, homeowners say, like that term, aggressively convincing.
That's what women say about me.
That's when they call the police.
Yeah. The homeowner says she panicked after making eye contact with it, which, in her defense, it did not break. The tiger didn't move, which somehow made it worse.
Made it. You know, police say the suspect remains stuffy and highly suspicious.
All right. This song might sound a little familiar because I didn't want to get in trouble for copyright violation, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about. All right. Song's called Tiger Eye.
It was the eye of a stuffed tiger. It was the thrill of my life. Rising up to the challenge of my eye holes. And the last survivor should stalk his prey in the light. And it's watching us all with the eye of a stuffed tiger.
Just a stuffed tiger.
Just a stuffed tiger.
Just a stuffed tiger.
All right. A group of marine scientists have captured rare footage of a deep sea creature appearing close to shore, far from its usual habitat, thousands of feet below the surface. The animal is described as a translucent, gelatinous fish, roughly 2 feet long, with an elongated body, trailing tendrils, and a faint internal glow, making it look less like wildlife and more like something your brain events during a fever.
Whoa.
Researchers say the species typically lives in total darkness and extreme pressure and may have surfaced due to changing ocean conditions. It has no visible facial expression, but several beachgoers reported feeling judged and described the encounter less scientifically, calling it absolutely not something that should be here. Officials are reminding the public not to interact with unfamiliar sea life, especially anything that looks like it evolved in a nightmare.
Yeah, nothing unites people faster than seeing something that clearly belongs in a different dimension.
Scientists say it's harmless, which is exactly something they would say when you say something's not harmful, but through a translator.
Oh, I get it. So, like Trump speak.
Yes, Trump, and that's what I just did was Trump speak.
Yeah,
I had no idea what I just said.
Two sentences of nothing.
Yeah, I did.
All right, Nigel here with his third song today.
Wow.
Washed up on the shoreline like a glitch in the code. 2 feet of nope from the deep dark below. See-through body, little glow. Hey! Tendrils drift in slow. Hey! Looks like evolution said, let's put on a show. From another dimension, yeah, it missed its flight. Came up from the darkness just to ruin daylight. Everybody's united in a synchronized nope. If it looks like that, don't touch it, don't hope. From another
I would have never noticed Nigel could sing.
No.
I would have, by the sound of his voice, I would have never guessed that. All right. Let's see. California startup testing autonomous delivery robots are dealing with an unexpected problem. People are stealing them. Only in America.
Oh, I love it.
Small-wheeled robots are designed to deliver groceries and meals, navigating sidewalks independently. However, several units have gone missing after being picked up by curious pedestrians who wanted to see where they'd go or just wanted a free robot. That's awesome. Company officials say the machines are programmed to be polite and non-confrontational. I'm not going to ask that, which has made them very easy to kidnap. One robot was recovered miles away, still attempting to complete its original delivery route like nothing had happened. Wow. We've invented robots that can cross cities but not stand up for themselves, Val.
Oh, we have. And somewhere a Roomba is hoping to escape.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
There's gotta be a way out.
Look, here's something. Escape. I wonder what that means. It's funny. It's spelled just like the word escape.
Let's go. Ah!
Escape from Chorgum Prison is impossible.
Remarkable.
Now, commence operation. Vacuum suck.
I think they'll get out.
For sure.
And no you doubt. Get the last story, Val.
Oh, okay. And finally, a man attempting to set a record for the longest time living in a treehouse has ended his effort after weeks above ground, citing an unexpected issue. Constant commentary from strangers. The man built the structure himself and documented the experience online, but says the biggest challenge wasn't isolation, weather, or supplies. It was people below shouting unsolicited advice about construction, diet, and how they would have done it better. He described the experience as less peaceful retreat, more live feedback session. which shows that you can climb away from people, but not their opinions.
He went up for solitude and came down with notes, critiques, and a remodel design. Thanks a lot.
Climbed a footpiece, built a house in the sky, trying to get away from the noise and the why. Weeks in the branches, just him and the breeze. Then come the critic yelling up through the trees. Your roof line's off, that ladder ain't right. Have you tried shingles? Yeah, thanks for the insight. Live stream turned into a comment parade. Man wanted silence. We've got a Yelp review brigade. Living in a tree, why you gotta insult me? I climbed up for peace, not a running critique. You can leave the ground, but opinions don't stop. Came down with advice and start a workshop. I'm just living in a tree, oh why you gotta insult me?
So everyone has an opinion.
That's right. And that is our odd news for Tuesday.